What up, y'all? This is your boy, Danny.
Danny Brown? Is that Danny Brown?
No, man. Danny Swain. And you're now tuned in to the dopest podcast on the internet, The Frocast, nappyafro.com. You dig?
Nappyafro.com.
Now tuned in to the most patriotic goddamn podcast in all the United States of America. This is Frocast, episode 119. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the goddamn Saul Wright of America. And I'm sitting here with my homies, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? Let me spit this watermelon seed out real quick.
Jesus Christ.
This your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. You don't want no drama. You're going to be the first nigga running like Obama in the building. You know what I'm saying? So I'm here. What's good?
And we've got a gentleman named GQ Blue. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Well, let me get done drinking this grape-flavored drink. It's your boy GQ Blue, a.k.a. the Pocket Square Kang, a.k.a. Ferragamo Guevara, a.k.a. the co-author of Traprithians, books 1 and 2. A.K.A. Hood Pope, A.K.A. the Pinky Ring Purveyor of Peace. What's up, everybody?
Now, are you two gentlemen colored?
Why, yes, we do happen to be so.
Are you niggers?
Hey, man, you must not watch too many videos these days. It ain't safe for crackers saying that word.
Oh, shit. All right, then fuck it. What's going on, y'all, man? Let's get this shit cracking. Happy 4th of July for some of you motherfuckers.
And, Happy Independence Day. What are we independent from?
Over Juneteenth, so that ain't for us.
What is Juneteenth, Saul, right? I keep hearing people talk about it. Don't know what they talk about.
That's our Independence Day. That's when we were actually told that we could be free. What? Last slaves were released.
How many years after the Emancipation Proclamation, Saul, right?
Too fucking many. And I'm in Texas, so it's the actual thing down here. They got parades and all that. Texas is real, what's the word I'm looking for? Possessive over Juneteenth. It's a Texas thing.
And you were kind of right with that, because it was 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation had been signed.
Too goddamn many.
Exactly.
But we got a lot of shit to talk about, man. For y'all doing the 4th, this is going to be nothing to do with the 4th. This is going to be what we want to talk about. Mm-hmm. Mainly the BET Awards and sports and a whole bunch of other bullshit. So since BET Awards is going to take the most of the conversation,
I don't know about that, Saul Wright.
Why you say that? I mean, we're a music site.
Yeah, but it's a rumor going around that a lot of niggas didn't watch the BET Awards, especially niggas that's involved with this podcast.
I mean, I don't believe that. Now we got checks, we getting paid. BET paid us to watch the awards.
I know it's a guy called Saul Wright that says he watches the BET Awards every year. Like he's been on record saying, and his little tag team partner King Germ says the same thing. So how did you enjoy the award show this year, Saul Wright? What was your favorite?
We just gonna skip to that. I mean, we ain't gonna talk about sports.
I mean, you brought up BET Awards,
but that was part of the presentation.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go ahead and talk about sports. What went on?
The shit that's important right now is that Bosch is saying that he's asking for $90 million over 5 years.
Oh, man. Come on.
Woo.
$90 million over 5 years.
Wait, I thought he was going to take 12 a year.
Sir, he asking for 90 over 5. Who the fuck is going to... Well, I know somebody's going to pay him. But is he going to go to a winning team asking for that kind of money?
Well, I heard a report say he might go to the Lakers.
So that's a no.
Anyway. So it's like every free agent is reported to go to the Lakers. You know that, right?
Lakers or the Heat. I've heard the Heat for everybody. Luol Deng, Kevin Love, Kyle Lowry. They done mentioned everybody
Michael
going to
Jordan.
The Heat. Michael Jordan coming back. Dominique Wilkins is coming back. Patrick Ewing. Everybody's going to the Heat right now. Scottie Gary Pitt. Payton.
Okay, he needs some good.
The Mon Stars.
I listen to Frocast 115. Y'all shitting on Scottie Pippen. God damn.
Hey, who's shitting on Scottie Pippen?
You.
Me?
Yes, you buried him on that one. I said, whoa, shit.
I'm sorry, sir. I think that was you.
I wasn't even on this Frocast, so
That was you.
You buried him on several parts. I don't believe that I buried him.
Hey, well, look, you dug him another hole then, buddy. You spit on his grave. I said, Lord have mercy. It's all right. Went in. I loved it.
Homo. It may have happened. Who knows? Was it this song right or was it song right that opened the show?
It was a...
It might have been that white song right. It couldn't have been me.
It was Ricenberg. He had the hat on and everything. Shit. Chinese boxes was everywhere, son. That's all you see. All you see is chopsticks and takeout boxes.
It's a goddamn setup. If it wasn't no soy sauce packets left around, it was a setup. That's what I goddamn know.
Was there any deer antler spray around?
Had to be. If it was this all right, it had to be.
Hey, no bullshit. That Chinese hot sauce off the chain, nigga. Never, you put that on your rice, nigga. Ooh, shit.
The little rectangle spicy cayenne pepper sauce?
Nah, the little hot sauce that come in the packets like the duck sauce and soy sauce and shit.
Nah, I ain't seen that, man.
But have you ever noticed, though, that the Chinese wings always be like the hottest wings, like the dopest wings, though? Low-key?
Never had them. I go get the rice. I don't fuck around.
You don't get wings at the Chinese spots, all right?
No, I get rice.
Okay.
I just get demoted.
You gotta fuck
with that one, yeah, man.
You gotta get the wings, man.
You gotta go to the Chinese place and order like wings and fries, and you be like, "Why am I at the Chinese place?"
Nah, I don't trust them fries, but the wings is legit. Yeah. The wings be on point.
I will say that I have to trust Germ's food choices just because I tried the Whataburger shit. So I got to give it a try, but yeah. So when I go to St. Louis, it's going to be a wrap, nigga. It's all right. It's going to come back. I'm going to have a separate mic. I'm going to be like extra big. I'm going to eat all the rice, nigga. But about the sports shit, is that all we got to say about Bosh? Like nobody really gives a shit. It was just me. I'm alone.
He's a 3-point shooting center. What you going to say?
Yeah.
Damn. All right. Well, I guess I was.
I mean, Marcin Gortat got what, $50 million, though? That was crazy.
So Washington gave him 50?
Yeah.
So he got 50 over what, 3 years or 5 years?
Five.
That's not bad.
It still sounds like a lot.
What else?
But then again, I don't know. That sounds lightweight absurd.
Yeah, a lot of people are getting a lot of extra money. I mean, what do you think about your boy's contract?
My boy Kyrie?
Yeah.
Uncle Drew? I mean, I feel like it was more so precedent than it was. I mean, does he deserve it? Kind of.
No.
5 years, but, $90 million? Isn't that what he got?
5 years. Yeah, he got a max contract, but this is my thing. That's your biggest star you've had since LeBron. You got to show that you're willing to do whatever you can do to keep your best talent. So I understand it. I mean, do I think it's drastically overpaid? No. I don't think like, oh my God, but it's like, I would have been happier with like maybe 75, 80, not 90. But I don't think it's way out the ballpark either, though.
It's kind of like, I'm going to get dragged for this, but I feel like it's the way that people are promoting Trey Songz's album. Like it's the only R&B out right now, so they really hyping this shit up. But it's really not going to be the shit. That's the same way they did for Kyrie. They overpaid his ass because they ain't got no other options. They can't afford to have another star like that to leave.
Well, I know. I don't want us to sign Gordon Hayward for this max contract that they're talking about.
Look, honestly, I have no idea who the fuck that nigga is for that kind of money they're talking about.
Exactly. And speaking of R&B songs, I listened to Lauryn Hill today, listened to Nothing Even Matters. I thought I loved that song, so I listened to like the words and shit. And she was talking about not getting no manicures and pedicures. Ladies, take care of your feet. It's in the summertime. I'm sorry.
And she said, she was like, you won't find me high in no time. Yeah, okay. Yeah, but I guess she was saying that, you know how them boho chicks be, man.
That's all Rice Lane.
They do that stuff in the shower. You know, they feel like they do their own maintenance in the shower. I think that's what they're saying. You know, they probably squeeze lemon juice and baking soda and soak their feet in Listerine.
And honey and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, ladies, just make sure your feet is nice in the summertime. I mean, all the time, really, but especially in the summertime when y'all go be out here in these gladiator sandals I still can't stand. But anyway, we're talking about basketball. Yeah, I really don't want to see Gordon Hayward get this $15 million a year. I mean, he's decent, but he ain't that goddamn decent.
What about your boy Carmelo? Where's Melo going?
Chicago.
Is he going to wear 23? Is he just going to say, fuck it, and go call Jordan to see if he can get it? Nah, I mean, man, he is a Jordan athlete.
He gonna call Tony Kukoc and say, "You mind if I wear your number 7?" And then, you know, but honestly, I don't. You know, this is crazy. This free agency. I want to see what goes on until somebody actually leaves. I'm still saying everybody going back to their prospective teams, man. So until I see some action, I'm not buying the bullshit, so I'm not getting hype about it, you know, to be honest.
What did y'all think about the draft, though?
I think I got through about, well, I saw the Heat's pick. I was kind of sticking to watch the Heat's pick. But about 13 in, that's when I started losing idea of who the fuck they were picking. Mm. Like, they did better this year. It wasn't, you know, the first seven off the board weren't international players that we've never seen. But after about 12 or 13, I was starting to get like, all right, let's just get to
something else on TV.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck's going on? But I know you're happy. Your team did well. I know that 76ers fans are healthy. Are they?
No, 76ers fans are pissed.
Why are they pissed? They had like 30 picks.
Yeah, but they made bad picks on all of them.
Like, two of them cats. So they got your boy Embiid. He's not going to play this year. And they got
Nerlens Noel from last year that he hasn't played. So like,
and they got that cat who's not going to play from like 3 years because he's an international player.
So in two or three seasons, the Sixers are going to be dominant.
They are fully committed to this whole tanking thing and building for the future.
So you want me to tell my fan base to come buy season tickets to a project that I'm telling you we're 5 or 6 years away?
Yeah, it happens all the time.
So I can buy tickets 5 or 6 years from. Thank you.
Yeah, that'd be $45. I mean, but I think tanking means that you have to have an option. I don't know that the Sixers have an option. They're just bad. So they're just flat out fucking losing.
They're supposed to get the number one pick. That's what was supposed to happen with them having the worst record.
But they were going to pick Embiid anyway. So they still got the dude they wanted.
I guess, man. I don't know.
Maybe, never mind. I was kind of wondering. I know last week, sorry, you said we should have traded a number one pick and probably could have still got Andrew Wiggins. And I would have said no. But if they was that committed to get, but maybe they just knew, because I'm kind of thinking if they were that high on Embiid that they would have took him a number one. But I don't know if they would have. But I was thinking we could have got Wiggins and maybe like a Julius Randle or somebody like that.
You wouldn't have got Wiggins. Wiggins would have been one or two. Period. Mm-hmm. But can we talk about some real sports now?
Such as what, sir?
The World Cup, man.
Oh, shit. I wish we had a better handoff. We're going to now go to the field to our soccer consultant, our international soccer consultant, King
Germs. Live from Belgium.
Live from Belgium. King Germs, who
has been. Brazil.
What about you with the fan base after that upset of a U.S. team? I thought you might have been with.
Why would I be with the fan base that's in Brazil? Come on. Anyway.
Let us know what's happening, man.
Well, fellas, the triumphant run of the United States men's soccer team is over. We fell 2-1 to Belgium the other day in the knockout run in the round of 16 of the World Cup. It was a great game for Tim Howard. You know, the motherfucker had like 16, 17 saves, which was a fucking record. Nobody has many saves in like 60 years or some shit like that. But, I mean, eventually you knew one of them was going to get by because you just can't keep. Like, man, our fucking defense sucks. Like, I swear to God. Tim Howard did all he could to motherfucking give us, to will us the victory, but we just couldn't do it. But things were looking good for United States soccer. We finally got, people hype about soccer. You know, parents taking their kids out of football. You know, parents like Saul Wright putting their kids in soccer instead of football.
Wow.
You know, and you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know.
So question though. So yes. I read the papers and everything and checked it out. So we went 1-2-1 in this.
Yes.
Is that really? Is that really something to be excited about? I'm trying to. I know we kind of got lucky the way some ways the balls bounced.
We could easily been like 2-1-1. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, or 3-1. You know what I'm saying? Because it was just like. The close loss, the tie with Portugal, we were supposed to win that game. The fucking 1-0 game with Germany was tough, you know. Gave that up at the last fucking minute, you know what I'm saying? Then, like, the game, the 2-1 game the other night. We had so many chances at the end to tie it up, man. This shit was fucking, it was a good game. Like, I've never been on this edge of my seat watching a soccer match like I was. You know, maybe it was the patriotism and all that shit, but that was a fucking good-ass match. And it was emotional, man. So, you know, if you watched that match the other day, you can understand, like, okay, soccer, all right. Like, I'll be looking for the World Cup in 4 years. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm going to watch an MLS game, because that's not going to happen. You know?
But you're the international soccer man.
That's the only reason I watch international games only.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not going, I can't, you know, I might, nah, I ain't gonna say that. If Messi playing, it depends on who playing. Like, if it's some superstars playing, I watch. But just the MLS, nah, you're not gonna be watching. But so, yeah, next 4 years, I don't know where the World Cup gonna be in 4 years from now, 2018. I don't know, but I'll be tuned in. So, yeah, we'll have a better team. We have a better team 4 years. Watch. Because we're going to have, like, eventually we're going to have a LeBron on the fucking soccer field. Like, we're going to have a generation of kids growing up playing soccer all the time. And we're going to have some raw niggas. Don't, I mean, United States, we hate feeling like this. Like, we're not good at something. That shit piss us off. You know what I'm saying? Like, we feel like the other teams, we be kicking their ass in basketball and shit. Like, oh, USA trying. Y'all getting better. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we're going to break through eventually. And when we take over soccer, it's going to be a wrap, you know?
God damn. I probably still won't watch it. I don't understand. I just don't get it, man.
Simple game to understand. So, all right. Simple.
Just call me stupid?
No.
I quit. The show's over.
Can't resign. Oh. Sorry.
All right. Well, then shit, we just got to keep the show going. So, I guess we do need to talk about the BET Awards. I mean, I know you watched it all, right, Jerm?
Man, I'm be honest. Sorry, I watched. I seen a couple of scenes, put it that way. I probably didn't see an hour of the show.
I'm surprised you could see any of the show with Busta Rhymes taking up most of the TV screens.
Wow. Wow.
I did see him. Now, he looked, first of all, how did Busta Rhymes get second row seats to the BET Awards? Like, why are you, why are your seats that good, Busta Rhymes? Like, did you, oh, well, Hov ain't going, he just said in Hov and Beyonce seats because you knew they weren't going to be there? Like, I mean, what was he doing? He was too close to the stage. But did go ahead.
Did you make that joke on purpose that he sat in both of their seats?
I didn't do it. It was an accident.
Okay. It's a double entendre right there.
Yeah, it was a good job, man. I didn't watch it because I was watching the pay-per-view. But I do have the nominees and the winners and all that kind of stuff. We can go over that and speculate, which is what we do around here anyway. Mm-hmm. And I think it'd be easy with having no other way.
So, I mean, he actually has a gun to Saul Wright's head right now.
He does, and I'm not happy about it. The best female R&B/pop artist. I don't know why we do that shit. We could probably guess this without going through the nominees, so I'll save us.
Oh, no, let me guess. Azalea Banks?
Not this time. Close.
Nitty Scott MC?
Not this time.
Wait, did you say R&B and hip-hop?
It's R&B pop artist.
R&B pop artist. Oh, R&B. Tamar Braxton.
Oh, no.
Close. She was nominated.
R&B pop. Beyonce. I mean, Rihanna, Beyonce.
Of course. It was Beyonce.
Yeah, I was just going to guess. I had to think about it. I was like,
I'm really upset that you had to think about that.
Yeah, my bad.
The Beehive might shut us the fuck down for not getting that within 2 seconds.
The internet will be cut off.
The best R&B male pop artist.
Chris Brown. I mean, it's the BT.
What?
Trey Songz?
No.
Who else left?
Somebody left.
That's Pharrell. Pharrell Williams.
Can you really? Okay.
I mean, he had the biggest song in the world.
Oh yeah, all the promiscuous girls was mad at August Alsina didn't get it on Twitter.
Am I missing something about this nigga?
I don't like people are really blowing up. I don't get it.
I listened to the album and I said, okay, I'm missing something. Maybe it's not for me. Maybe that's what it is. It's not made. Wow. That's pretty accurate. Whatever the fuck just happened, that works for this topic. Yeah, I mean, so I don't know. The best group was Young Money. This one kind of had the internet going nuts for a minute.
Best group?
Who was the nominees for that one? Because I'm trying to think.
Of course.
Slaughterhouse.
Nope.
God damn.
So, of course, it was the ASAP Mob.
So it was like collective? It wasn't like a real legit group. It was like best rap collective.
Yeah, I didn't even say rap. You see the rest of these nominees. So you heard a rap group. Then you heard Daft Punk. Yes, this is the BET Awards. What? Daft Punk. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis yet again. TGT.
Is that Tank? Tyrese, ain't it?
Isn't G-Y cracked out right now?
Hey, well, it's possible.
He probably on that Body by V diet or something.
I mean, I saw that Good Morning America segment where that nigga was cracked out and Tyrese was mad as shit.
Hey, man, it's possible. But they got nominated for Best Group, and Young Money was the other nominee, and they won. And Nicki Minaj came out there and was talking shit. She said, if you hear Nicki spit, You best believe Nicki wrote it. That's apparently a shot at Iggy.
That was a shot at Be Easy. That was a shot at Be Easy. Oh, fuck shit. That.
How's that shot at Be Easy, sir?
Go back to that. That Nicki Minaj interview he did. He said it appears she can recite rhymes well. You know, like you know, he took a shot. He threw some shade at Nicki. That's why she don't fuck with us no more, man. And I blame Be Easy for that because we was on the Nicki train before Nicki was famous, and she was just like with a name like Nappy Afro. I ain't think you'd be down with some shit like that. Y'all on some crabs in a barrel shit. I was just like, damn, she shitted on us, man, and it was all Be Easy fault, man.
And so she's still carrying that around with her. She was taking a shot at us.
I think so, man.
I wish she would have said the site.
Yes.
It'd been good if she was just, you know, Afro niggas. That would have been perfect.
Man. No, it wouldn't, man. We've been fuck niggas in the industry, man. Nah, I don't want that, man.
We would at least, you know, got some shine. We would have got some more hits.
Could've negative shine, man. I don't think that would have been, you know, man. I don't know, man. Negative press, I ain't with that, man.
I think B-Eazy likes negative press.
Yeah, he does. I mean, this dude also likes having sex with girls with no limbs. But, you know, that's not my thing.
Did you hit us with the Kermit?
Yes.
That's he bomb as hell in the jerk.
Yes.
He hit us with the Kermit. We got best collaboration. I'll save y'all some time. Beyonce and Jay-Z, Drunk in Love.
Oh, my God. That song really that good. Let's be honest. I mean.
Surfboard.
Hey, I sat down and listened to the lyrics of some R&B music. Man, R&B music is trash these days, man. Like, I was just sitting there listening to it like, what was that song? I Don't Need You. I said, this fucking stupid-ass song. That one, okay, Michelle song's dumb. that one song, Bitches Be Like, when they were like, that song, Rico Love, that song, oh my God. August,
yeah, I don't know about that. Now, Rico.
Man, that song.
You know about that, She Don't Know? That, I mean, that song kind of bop.
Not She Don't Know. I'm talking about, nah. That Bitches Be Like, whatever, like, your kids ain't home with you or something. You out at the club with your kids at your mama's house. And, man, just Bitches Be Like, man, you got to listen to something. It's crazy, man. But, yeah,
what's up with El Presidente? I got that shit. That motherfucker bumps. Hey, man, you got, you know, Lil Wayne or Waka Flocka. I got fucking El Presidente in this bitch. That's my one. The best male hip hop artist. Hip
hop artist.
The best male rap artist.
Jay-Z. He's still alive, right? They're going to give him an award every year.
Wrong.
It's not Kendrick.
He got nominated, though.
Is it Drake?
It is Drake, sir. It is Drake.
Okay.
So props to Drake for winning again. I guess he had to win, though, right? Because it was Future, J. Cole, Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar's album came out in 2012. So I don't think we could give that to him for last year. I mean, we could try, but I don't think
that's for control only. That's what we giving it to him.
Exactly.
I don't know about that. Best female hip hop artist. Next.
This is the category I should have had my jokes for. Sorry.
Somebody please explain to me why Charlie Baltimore is nominated again.
Baltimore, another person had good seats. I was just like, yo, why is she even invited? Like, first
she
of all,
has to be dropping mixtapes that we don't know about.
Wait a minute, are they doing a Biggie trip we don't
know about, and that's why Charlie Baltimore is there? I was like, because this is why she did. You know, Brooklyn was in the house.
Something, man. Charlie Baltimore got nominated. I don't know when her last project came out.
So what was the video package for Charlie Baltimore?
We would have to watch to know that. It would probably still smell like 1995.
It wasn't them damn Ja Rule videos?
All I know is that she probably had red hair in it. That's all I can guess. I don't know, but she got nominated. Of course.
Hey, I was out this weekend, and those Ja Rule songs still kind of bop. I'm just saying.
Man, Ja Rule, man, listen. Where would I be without my baby? That one right there, man. That's what I'm gonna go hard, man.
We turned our back on Ja Rule. 50 came. Rule 316 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that motherfucker went. That was a good album. We played the fuck out of Ja Rule, though, man. We should all be ashamed of ourselves. We ruined his life.
Hey, Ja Rule. hey, if nothing else, the Frocast endorses you.
Yeah.
Hey, man, come on the Frocast, man. You probably ain't doing shit else. You come holler at us real quick. You know, we call somebody else a wankster. Get your career started back up. Best new artist. And now, I know y'all know this one.
Jaden Smith.
Come on, man.
Willow Smith.
The Smiths didn't put their bid in on this one. That'll be next year.
Best new artist. Jeannie Aiko. I don't know. K. Michelle? No.
Mm. August Alsina.
Okay.
You know man. He was going to win something.
Well, I mean, is he that good? Like, really?
No, I don't. I listened to the album. I don't.
Yeah, but he was on the freshman list, though. Top, you know, XXL freshman list, though. I mean,
been there. He's not a rapper.
That's why so I'm confused. What genre is this guy in, man? It's just the story.
He is an R&B singer. He's very
rapping. He's rapping B.
He's rapping. Hey, R. Kelly fucked the game up when he started doing that shit, man. When he started doing that rap singing shit, like, that was a rap. Like, niggas stopped singing.
R. Kelly literally fucked the game up.
R. Kelly came out there with that, it's like Murder, She Wrote, When I Get Out the Clothes. Like, nigga, you're not really singing, you're rapping. It's like,
Who happened first? Was it him or was it Beyonce with that Bills, Bills, Bills shit?
R. Kelly was doing that shit back in the 90s, I heard. My brother told me, man.
I think Beyonce, that was in the 90s too, Destiny's Child.
No, that was like 97, 98, something like that, man. 99. You know, so R. Kelly was already feeling on your booty and shit like that, man. That was.
That was TP2. That was TP2. That was. Like two, that was
yeah. When he did a Fiesta.
Best of both worlds. That's like 03. That's 03. That's 03, him yeah. and Jay-Z.
Is it that late? I feel like I was in Atlanta.
Okay, we're going to say Aaron Hall, man. How about him? He used to do that, too. You be screaming daddy to me. Don't be afraid. That was a rape song. You know that, right?
Probably, but he was singing. He wasn't rapping. I think we had to go to Destiny's Child, man. When they was doing that.
Damn it.
We first started, we was cool. Them niggas wasn't singing. They was just talking.
R. Kelly, man, I got to get him fine at R. Kelly credit for this, man. I think R. Kelly. But he was doing it on, like, the old stuff, wasn't he?
Nah, man.
96 like, was a woman. Well, I mean, was he? Nah, he wasn't singing rap.
Usher was doing it, wasn't he?
Usher was straight. Usher used to straight sing. Yeah, he used to straight sing. That nigga had harmony and everything. Okay. If we had Be Easy, we could give you a definitive answer. But
technically, it was an artist named by.
Technically, if you go back into the analogs of hip hop,
Rick James only released two albums. I have both of them on my iPod. I just listened to them the other day.
He just texted me. He told me that the answer is snow. And drama. You know, said that to me, snow me. I go play. That's what he said it is. It's snow. So thank you, B-Easy, for the text. We appreciate that. Best gospel artist. No, it's not Yolanda Adams.
Murmur?
Nah, not Murmur. They weren't even Tamela nominated, Mann. Though.
What? Tamela Mann, man. Take me to the king.
Tamela Mann. That's correct.
Yes, that wasn't your boy Lecrae?
Nah. You know, they still, BET don't know what to do with Lecrae yet.
Yes, he's too edgy for his gospel, for Bobby Jones' gospel show, but he a little too soft for Rap City, so, you know, he's like.
He a little too smart for Rap City, too, so they don't know what the fuck to do with him right now. Give him a couple years, and they'll figure out a way to you know, break him down.
Hey, you notice how gospel had that one big song every year? Like, it's one song.
That's all
like,
it takes.
Gospel had that one big, like this year, it's a. What's the name of that song? Break Every Chain. Like, Break Every Chain is it for this year. Last year it was Take Me to the King. Then you had your other years with the, you know all the other niggas, you know, Marvin Sapp and shit.
I think you have to leave this category alone for nigga. I don't think you can say that.
And then, come on, man.
For the gospel category.
Marvin Sapp got chicks missing and shit, man. He's a nigga, son. Creflo Dollar smacking his daughter up. He's a nigga, son. Like, come on, man. These niggas are not. Nah, they niggas, bro. Straight up.
Man. These preachers ain't loyal, Jern. Is that what you're trying to say?
Exactly, man.
These refs ain't loyal. Nah.
The gospel remix. and then we had some other shit. I don't even know if we want to talk about it too much. We have to mention this one because Keke Palmer's hips was out. The Young Stars Award.
How old is she?
I think she's legal.
I'm not. Hey, whoa! We're not gonna go on until we get fact checked. That
hang on. I'm searching the Nappy Afro database.
Check your laptop on the screensaver, your counter clock. the countdown clock to the Keke Palmer 18th birthday.
I think she's legal, but even if she's not, she had the hips out, and I don't understand what happened.
What you mean? What happened?
Like her hips was out. So if she's not legal, why are your hips out?
So
oh, she's been legal. She's 20.
Go ahead, Jerm.
Oh, she was one, yeah, because that was she had a sex tape out. Your boy from Hoes.
Oh,
What? Yeah, because it was like the boy from Hoes. You know that movie.
You talking about the curly hair?
Yes, him. Like him and some dude got into an argument on Twitter one day because somebody had a sex tape or something.
Keke Palmer?
Yes.
Akilah and the Bee is fucking.
Man, listen. Yes, man, she be messing with him.
I'm not gonna believe that. Akilah's a virgin, man. If you Google sweet angelic Palmer sex tape, the whole story.
Maybe iCarly has a sex tape out, but not Keke Palmer.
Not Keke, man. She did Akilah, man. Akilah and the Bee
has a sex tape, but not Keke Palmer, man.
She's a good wholesome American girl. There's no sex tape out of her. I refuse to believe it.
Just telling you, man. What was dudes arguing about it? Oh, Keke Palmer.
Don't do it, Jerm.
I mean, Jerm and Keke Palmer are like 3 years apart.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Hey, man, she had that 10 to 20. Oh man, yeah, that's
can't slander. Hey, man, Keke won, man. We can't slander Keke, man.
Oh, hey, no slanders going on, man.
It's just not right. Best movie. Now I know this would be easy category.
12 Years a Slave.
Absolutely.
Why BET? They could have found another movie to get that shit too, man. They should have gave them to the Mandela biopic or something. I mean,
that movie was horrible.
Still though, we don't want a slave movie to be. Come on, man. Like
what it was? It was 12 Years a Slave, Best Man Holiday, which had the one main characters dying at the end.
Spoiler. Hey, that's better than the motherfucker getting his ass whooped like goddamn Patty or whatever her name was.
Fruitvale Station. Somebody Fruit else Vail died in eight.
Hey, but
Lee Daniels, the butler, with slaves again, and then we got Kevin Hart. Let me explain.
Hey, I would listen. A lot of viable options out there, man. But let's be honest, man. I told you. I don't know if I told y'all, but when we was on the bus coming back from Florida, coming back from Miami,
right?
We on the bus with like 60 niggas, and they watching 12 Years a Slave. I'm like, what the fuck are y'all doing? Like, why?
Wait a minute. I feel like they'd already seen it, hadn't they?
I mean, some people have. I mean, I'm sure everybody has seen it once. If some people haven't seen it, and I'm sitting here like, why are y'all putting yourself through this motherfucking torture? Like, I put earplugs in and everything, man.
I say 12 Years Later, one of the best movies of all time, point blank, period. It's up there with Schindler's List. I still don't want to see that motherfucker again.
It's definitely not the movie to be watching in Florida on a bus.
Yeah, why? Y'all,
I feel like somebody could get the ass whooped at the next stop. It's about to go down.
Y'all was probably Soul Plane coming back home or something.
Oh,
I love Soul Plane, man. Just for that one scene where Andrew Crowell was in it and the little white boy asked her something. She you know, either did something with her ass or tits or whatever. But yes, I love her, man.
Nothing's wrong with that movie.
Yeah.
Wrong with that movie. Stop hating on Soul Plane. We did have a Centric Award. The winner of this award was Jerm's favorite artist, Jhené Aiko. She won. Over Aloe Black.
Does she even know what BET is?
If she know what Centric is, she might not know what BET is. She went with Centric. Hey, you know, that shit happens. I think they just wanted to get her on TV to sing. Now, I'm a fan of Aiko. I like her albums. But somebody called her the second coming of Sade. And they need to be slapped to sleep.
I know they should have got some. Look, Sade overrated. So go on record.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, overrated.
I said it.
Are you surprised, all right, that he said that? I mean, really?
I shouldn't be. We've been doing this shit for about 8 years.
I really don't like her music, man. For some reason, I just but let's keep going.
I mean, that's it. That's it. They got a bunch of other awards, but we don't know shit about the African rapper.
Yeah. And then what they do? Then they had like the line. Wasn't like Lionel Richie was the one they were doing a tribute to?
Yeah, he got the Lifetime Achievement Award.
I feel like he should have. Oh my God, are you serious?
I mean, what was okay? Lionel Richie, he was in the Commodores or some shit like that.
Yeah,
yeah. What was their biggest hit?
You got to ask your brother now. That was before our time. It's a foundational group. It's a foundational group. Everything I got to be a hit in our lifetime to
celebrate. Celebrate. That's them, ain't it? Celebrate good times. Is that the Commodores?
They did a Brick House and.
Oh, that was them. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The Lionel Richie had dancing on the ceiling and shit. And
that was his solo career. His solo career was not that stellar. I heard he got his ass whooped by some girl or some shit. I don't know.
Oh, man, this shit happens.
Did she know the Kumite too, Joe? whooped his ass.
Let me see. Let's do some fact checking real quick.
Hey, man, look, Lionel Richie had a couple good albums. Coming Home was good. Just For You was good. You know, Dancing on the Ceiling, all that shit was good. Some of these albums, I don't know, but.
Of course. Yeah,
I don't know Skeeky, but I know Coming Home.
Man,
I know
biggest hit singles are ballads such as Easy.
Easy Like Sunday Morning.
Oh, Easy. Okay. Three Ooh, Times a Lady.
Yeah.
Night. Once, twice, three times. Like, yeah.
Okay. Funky dance hits include Brick House, Fancy Dancy, Lady, and hashtag You Bring Me Up, and Just Too Hot to Trot. So,
and then, he sold over 100 million records.
God damn.
Yeah, so let's take it back, Jern.
Okay, Lionel Richie, he deserves it. He's over 100 mil. I'm sorry, man. Like I said, I mean, you got to educate the youth, man.
Hey, man, that's the best shag in history. That alone should have won him an award.
I mean, hey, look. I get him props on the thick-ass mustache he used to rock. You know what I'm saying? The lip fur was on flick, as the young kids say. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, flick?
Yes. You know, that's the little term. I see the hoes like, oh, the eyelashes, the eyebrows on flick. I be like, look at the girls. Yo, they so funny, man.
Yeah, I finally realized this week that I'm old. I'm out of touch, man. It's about time for me to retire from that.
Hey, man. Vine, listen, Sorry. If you feel old, go to Vine, man. Us young niggas, we keep you in the loop, man. That's all you got to do, man.
Hey, man, did you see that dude run by punching on the bike?
It was so staged.
But still, how you get the bike to balance like that? He hopped off.
If you ride, it's called a little thing called science, all right? I know they probably teach you this back in your days when they just had arithmetic and you know, shit like that is cool. But if you ride at a certain force and you balance it, the bike will ride. You know what I'm saying? It's just like he's practiced that before. And that's why it was all set up. Like, why, buddy? So, you know, you could tell the way like they were smiling. It was set up, you know. You know, congrats to the niggas for their little moment in fame, but King Jerm's not impressed.
So do we need to follow Nappy Afro on Vine to get the hottest vines to stick?
I mean, I think I might step my Vine game up. You know what I'm saying? Because I got less than 100 followers, man. I'm not. I don't maybe
got the growth, well, man.
I moved out. Yeah, I moved out. Yeah,
we missed the vegan gangster, man.
Yeah. I need to do an update, see how you doing in life, man, like 6 months later, like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm pretty sure I'm going to check the little crime papers and see him in there sooner or later.
Oh, come on, John.
I'm just keeping
it. He shot the 100.
Yes, over vegetables. Like, he's robbed, you know, he's probably robbing farms and shit, stealing all their fresh produce. That's, you know, cool. What I'm saying?
Man, props to the vegan gangster, man, with the bleach shirt.
Yes.
I'm going to give me a bleach shirt just like that. You know that this weekend, when they hear this, they're probably not going to be doing shit the day after, so they probably listen to it twice. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be eating that good plate of food. Mm. I think we need to talk to these people about, you know, 4th of July etiquette. Like, if King German's barbecuing and you're showing up to the barbecue, do you come empty-handed or do you bring something?
You got to bring something. You going to a cookout, man.
Like, what am I bringing, it. Though? Did, like, offer does my bag like, of chips work?
Hey, you bringing something to the table. Make sure it's the biggest bag you can buy. Don't come with the fucking $1.99 bag thinking you're going to eat like $10 worth of food. Nah, niggas, spend $4 or $5, get the family size. And listen, people, at barbecues, only get plain chips, dog. The yellow bag of Lay's is all you need, man.
Can you please let these people know that barbecue chips don't go with barbecue?
Doesn't. No. It's
not worth.
It's no. It just can't. Get plain. Get chips. Either get the yellow fucking bag of yellow bag of Lay's or the fucking ruffle with the ridges. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Mm. Sour cream and onions, that works.
Listen, man, it's America. We don't do all that. You know what I'm saying? We keep it fucking simple.
American classic. You go with the classic flavors, and that's the yellow bag or the Ruffles with the ridges, man.
What if the vegan gangster shows up to the barbecue? Are you cooking vegan shit on the grill?
Fuck no. You get that bullshit away from my grill, nigga.
So the vegan gangster can't get a vegan, he can't get a turkey burger? The
man, black bean burger? You're not putting no turkey burger on my grill, son. My grill is only swine, beef, and chicken touch my grill, man.
Hey, that's
no
turkey. Man,
you could grill him up a black bean burger real quick,
fuck
man.
Fuck no, man. You can't get one of them in my house, man. You don't come to a person cookout like that. Hey, I swear to God, man, if somebody ever showed up to my cookout with these special requests, like some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Nah, man, this is not the party for you, dog. I'm going to let them know straight up.
Like, so even if they bring it, like they say, hey, yo, I got a pack of vegan burgers. Can you put them on for me?
I'm looking at him like, oh, you can go in the house and cook them shits. They ain't getting on the grill. I'm not going to do that, man. It might mess my grill up, man. I'm sorry.
Propane or charcoal?
Charcoal, man.
Charcoal's the only answer.
Hey.
I mean, that propane life, I was about that for 1 year, and that shit is very, very, very convenient. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Like, the flavor is not, I mean, so
the flavor is just off, man. It's not like nasty, but it's just, I'd rather have charcoal. It's like the episode of King of the Hill when Peggy found out what charcoal tastes like, and she was like, oh shit, we didn't know.
And then she was like, Hank said, but the taste of meat, not the smoke.
And Bobby was like, but Mom, it still tastes more. He's like, it's like, Bobby, I'm trying to save our marriage.
Damn it, Bobby.
So what about
what else is on the grill? Can we do salmon? Can we do some salmon on the grill?
Fuck no, you fry fish, man. This is America, man. We don't put fish on the grill. You take your little. It's all right. Listen, man. The more I hear you talk, the more I know you're.
I'm asking for the people.
You are a flaming liberal, so all right.
I'm asking for the people, man.
I mean, it's all right, man. Listen, man, what's next? You can be asking for some kind of organic naked drink at my, you know, what's going on? I mean, listen, man.
Yeah, okay, so let's burgers, talk about the drinks.
Hot dogs, pork chops, chicken,
sausages,
ribs, what else you can throw in? No salmon, man. We frying the fucking whiting or whatever. Hey, look. Hey, can I say something? King Jern about to get down to a lowercase b on this one right here.
We lost B easy. We're talking about food.
Never like fish fry shit. Oh yeah. B easy. Like, oh yeah, you had me there. I've never, I've been to fish fries, but I never ate the fish. Never.
What the fuck? So
what did you eat?
I just don't eat nothing when I go to fish fries because I
what
don't
the fuck
eat
you
fish.
For?
I don't eat fish.
So are you eating fries and hush puppies?
All it's coleslaw and beans, all that. Yes.
Hey, I'm a backsaw right on grilled fish. Grilled fish is awesome.
Grilled salmon is the shit, nigga.
I don't know
about grilled salmon, but I broil salmon though when I make it. But yeah, I mean like grilled fish, like that's just awesome.
Jeremy,
I mean,
you in Florida?
I still don't eat fish.
Don't you eat crab legs and shit?
Sometimes. I mean, it's just like I love shrimp. Yeah, shrimp is me. The crab, my wife eat crab. I really don't like I like. Crab is too much work for that little bit of meat, and I'm not how to crack it right. Yeah, and I'm not about that life. That's too still though. After all that work, I gotta eat like fucking 12, 13, 14 crabs. Like that's too much fucking work for that little, you know what I'm saying? Eat no. Sorry.
Okay, so what about the drinks? What are we having? What's the drink?
Oh man, you gotta have Winn-Dixie brand, soda, the check.
This one. Black cherry. I thought it was Publix.
Publix,
where shopping is a pleasure.
You can get, now listen, Publix do have a good, their Publix brand sodas is pretty good, but I for some reason, Publix is a little more refined taste, it's, you know, so that's good for both sides of the fence. Winn-Dixie, nah, the Czech sodas is straight for niggas, and that's what you gotta have. You gotta have the Czech sodas from Winn-Dixie, man. Sorry.
And what else? We gotta talk about alcohol.
Wait, we ain't got to the sides yet. What's the sides?
Gotta have.
I'm be all the way real. I'm not a big barbecue size person. I do corn on the cob. I'm be all the way real. Y'all probably gonna give me the side. I don't like baked beans.
Whoa!
This motherfucker. I put baked beans on my hot dog.
You cannot run for office if you don't have baked beans at your barbecue.
I don't like potato gotta salad. Have.
What? God damn it.
What the fuck do you eat at the barbecue?
You're never going to get elected exactly. Now, man. I mean, they're not going to invite you to nobody, no cookout. They're going to be like, oh, and the vice president nominee's here, but he's not eating nothing on this plate.
The people
hey,
in there.
Give me a hot dog. Look, give me a hot dog.
You gonna shun like, oh my god, he didn't eat Aunt May's potato salad with nobody
now,
in town.
Now, of course, for the vote, I can do a lot of things. But if I'm just trying to chill in my own atmosphere, my environment, you know, I could now this is the thing. Can I stomach some of these things? Yes. If I was making my own plate, didn't have to worry about nobody and offending nobody. I wouldn't put half that shit. All
right, so, when you go into the barbecue, we each go into the barbecue. Jerm, make your first plate. Give me five items on your first plate.
First plate, I'm getting baked beans, potato salad. If you got macaroni and cheese there, I'm getting that. And it's kind of rice. Like we usually have some kind of rice.
Wait a minute, who's making rice and macaroni and cheese?
This is what we do at our cookouts, dog. Like we have like a little rice dish. Whether it's red rice, like a little dirty rice. My auntie, she make a shrimp fried rice that's to die for.
Fried rice?
Yes, nigga. A big ass fucking pan of that shit, nigga. And that should be fucking awesome. Real quick. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody so, get a trade.
Yeah, so I'm getting a big ass plate like that. And I'm getting a hamburger, a hot dog. I don't get buns. You know what I'm saying? No homo. I just, because I don't like bread, it just fills me up. So I just throw me a piece of meat on there. No homo. I just throw the meat on my plate and you know, I go with it like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how I go down. You know, now I'm getting my drink, tea and lemonade if you got it. I'm mixing it together. If you don't,
partner for the win.
Yeah, I'm getting me a soda. You know what I'm saying? Like in summertime, Pepsi, I got to go like Pepsi over Coke. I got to go with Pepsi over Coke in the summertime. Only time I like drinking Coca-Cola is if I'm eating pizza. Any other time, I got to have me a Pepsi over Coke, except for with pizza. But yeah, but that's it. A King Germ plate.
What about you, GQ?
All right, so,
I'm very interested in this fucking plate.
Sad as fuck.
My place don't struggle. You know, if I'm going to a barbecue now, of course I'm thinking of traditional barbecue food. Now I would love if we had some macaroni and cheese or some rice because GQ Blue loves rice. I can eat rice all day. Any kind of rice you got, I will eat it. But if I'm going to what I've experienced at barbecues, my plate's gonna have the hamburger, the hot dog. Probably about two ribs, corn on the cob, and pasta salad. That's my plate.
Pasta salad?
Hey, pasta is the shit.
I mean, it's alright, but I mean, you know.
Not over no baked beans.
I'm not taking that over baked beans or potato salad now. If you got pasta salad, I rock with it, you know, just to.
So I got corn on the cob. I'll do your corn on the cob. Might be your baked beans if I'm really
Do you put meat in your baked beans? Nope. I mean, you know, pause on all that because you know that's the new phenomenon, like the ground beef in the baked beans. That shit is fucking awesome.
I've never seen that done. I mean, woo! I see my mama
that's
make
called
it
chili.
With, you know.
No. It's not chili. It's still baked beans, but it got ground beef in it. Oh my goodness!
Instead of bacon,
it got that in too. Baked beans. It got ground beef, bacon, like some like onions and peppers. I mean, this shit is, man.
That's not a side anymore. That's a meal now.
It's a side. It's baked beans, all right.
But you got three meats in that bitch and then onions. That's fucking, hey, that's chili. It's a different bean. That's chili.
I call it on the side of my plate.
But I will because, you know, I come from that family of, you know, one old black woman going to be over there like, oh, you got all meat on your plate? You ain't got no side? So if I got to, I'll put the baked beans on my plate. What am I drinking? Probably try to drink some Hawaiian punch with the kids. I don't really like pop for real. I don't really do a lot of soda.
Whoa, what is pop? What is pop? Whoa. What the fuck are you talking about?
That's the political answer for soda.
Soda.
Oh, you don't like pop. Soda? Okay. On the Frocast, yeah, we say soda.
I'm not a big soda drinker. If it's only thing they got to drink, I probably take a water. But if you got soda, drink the grape or the orange. But I'm in Louisville, so. I'm in Louisville, so I might get a Big Red just to style on y'all one time. Mm. Big Red is the drink of choice for hood Negroes in Louisville. Tahitian Tree still box. My favorite now the one soda I can drink all the time is I'm gonna go with the other brand because I'm not gonna take the slander. It's 50/50 grapefruit soda. Grapefruit soda is the shit. If you ain't had grapefruit soda, you missing out.
I drink Fresca. I mean, you know, I grew up with my grandma, so she drank Diet Right and shit, all diet soda. So I don't discriminate. I drink anything. Like, you don't understand.
So, yeah, so. Grapefruit soda is the shit. And I'm gonna get a beer. I'm gonna have a beer.
What's your brand?
Oh man, you know, I'm not a beer snob. Like a lot of my friends try to get me on these other shit. Like I drink a Bud, I drink a Miller. I don't need I don't need Sam Adams or
so you ain't loyal to no beer. You just whatever the fuck.
I can't do highlights. I can't do highlights.
Whoa, the champagne of beers?
No.
Calm down.
I'd rather drink. No. Well, you know, I take it back because I was drinking High Life because it was $1 last week at a bar I was at. So
of course. It should always be $1 at the bar.
No, but what I can't do Steel, man. I will never in my life drink a Steel.
Steel Reserve?
Steel.
Talking about 211s and shit like that?
Yeah. I told you. My theory on Steel is if you want to go back and see a classic black film, go see Fresh in 1996. Samuel Jackson plays an old black bum, and he tells his son, he's like, he said, Daddy, what's beer taste like? He's like, it tastes like a hot tub of piss that somebody farted in. And that's what I think Steel Reserve tastes like.
Hey, if you don't get it cold enough, it will.
No,
Steel Reserve got to be really cold.
This is like malt liquor, right? That's all it is, right?
Yeah, it's malt liquor, but it's like the bottom of the barrel malt liquor. Like, it's really heavy. God. It's really heavy. It will really get you fucked up.
It's all right, man. This is a beer snob we're talking to right here. So all right, no. Breaking it down.
Not at all.
I just broke down the essence of a Steel Reserve, my nigga.
Because I've had $5 need to get someplace before, and you get two of them bitches for $5 and be straight. So you trying to get there. That's the motherfucking one.
Hey, don't, but hey,
don't
another
get good, the Four Loko.
Another cheap drink. Rolling Rock. Rolling Rock is good for the cheap.
Is that the blue and white?
Huh?
Is that the blue and white can?
It's green and white.
I thought that was fucking a non-alcoholic.
No, that's alcoholic.
That's O'Doul's. Yeah. Rolling Rock is green and white. If you got to go cheap in now the shit is the Black Crown. The Budweiser Black Crown got honey in it. That shit go hard.
I didn't try that. I tried that Michelob whatever the fuck that the Black and Gray is, the new one that they got out. That shit straight.
And, if you go on with barbecue, you want something a little heavier. I mean, it just depends. Like a barbecue, you get the dark amber Bock Michelob lager. But if it's really, really hot outside, you want something a little lighter. So you don't want something to stick. So, you know, just get that regular Miller Lite, something like that.
Or if you're going to a black person cookout, you just bring that fucking Heineken and or Coronas. Okay, that's all you need
Corona,
to bring.
You can never go wrong. Put the lime in it.
But you know, niggas going to put the lime in this shit, nigga. You bring the lime, you spruce it up.
I don't like either one of them fucking drinks.
Bud Ice? You drink Bud Ice all right?
No.
It's all right for St. Louis. Anheuser-Busch, you drink Busch?
I will drink Budweiser. I will drink that. I can't think of the name of the new one from Michelob. The black and gray with the fucking spade on it. I can't remember the name of it. But yeah, I used to drink Heineken for a minute, but that shit's skunky as fuck. Mm. I hate Heineken.
I know Bougie Black, who like to drink those Stella.
Ooh, I don't even know about that shit.
That Stella Artois? That's the Bougie Black beer.
Yeah, I don't drink enough. Like, if I'm gonna drink now, I just give me some liquor, give me some Hennessy, give me some motherfucking some Wild Turkey honey bourbon. Let me get that shit in. If I'm gonna drink, give me some Hennessy, man. Are you fucking bullshit with a beer.
Give me that Henny, nigga.
So you do Henny. Pass me the bourbon bottle. You know, Kentucky all day.
And let me get the fucking hamburger. Let me get the hot dog on that bitch. Maybe a piece of chicken. Some macaroni and cheese.
What you getting is all right. You getting the leg, getting the wing, getting the thigh, getting
chicken
breast.
I gotta get the breast. It's gonna balance out. I know
see,
the breast.
I'm going with the leg because I've already got like two ribs on that joint. So I'm going with like two ribs, hamburger, hot dog. Give me a leg.
I'm getting wings if I'm eating chicken.
I'm sure you are. You gonna get Jeremy? You probably eat the whole chicken though.
I only eat the wing, man. That's it.
Really?
I thought you'd
be the connoisseur. You eat all the chicken.
No, I haven't ate a chicken leg in probably since I was a child. You know what I'm saying?
That's my favorite part is the leg and the thigh.
I can't stand the leg, man. I just ugh. I don't eat house cooked chicken. I really don't. Like if I cook chicken, I'm not gonna eat the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Are you talking about fried chicken or just in general? Period.
Chicken in general, dog. I don't eat house chicken, dog.
Like, why? Man,
I just don't. I don't eat nobody chicken they cook in their house. Like I just don't. I mean, it's just some weird shit. It's some shit I got to deal with. Like, even if I cook it, I don't fucking eat the shit. And I know people be like, yo, why you only deal with that? Hey, man, the chicken good, man. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm glad. I ask people, yo, was the chicken good? I'm not going to eat it. You know what I'm saying? Just don't.
Yeah, you just got to have that shit done right. You don't want to be looking like Martin and cut open the goddamn bird. Yeah. Blood come out, man.
You know? And I just like, sometimes people wonder, like, why he not eating it? Something wrong with it? Nah, ain't nothing wrong. I just don't eat fucking chicken like that. Like, I cook it. I just don't eat it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not... I think I ate enough yard bird when I was a kid. I don't know.
So, are you Are you the one cooking for the July this year, Jern?
It depends. If I'm at home, I'm cooking. If I'm at my in-laws, I'm probably going to be cooking. You know, it's because my brother-in-law, no shade. My brother-in-law cooked last time we was home, and let's just say the food was kind of Cajun. And ain't nobody from Louisiana at the house. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. So yeah. When do you start cooking?
I start early as possible, man. I mean, the heat don't bother me. If the sun's up, you know, I cook. I get out at 11, and you know what I'm saying? I cook everything. Then I like taking a shower after I get through cooking because then, you know, yeah, that smoke get on you, man. You just be tired, man. It beats you up. And that's why most times you see niggas is cooking on the grill, they don't eat because, A, they've been eating as they've been cooking, and B, they just be tired. They don't feel like eating. They just be like, man, I'm good, man. Y'all enjoy yourself. Just let me chill, man. So, you know, so, yeah, I am the... I've been anointed the pit master in my family now, so I've earned the reign, so I'm that nigga.
How did you learn how to do barbecue? There's a lot of trial niggas out there that they just go outside and grill.
Yeah, exactly. The first time I tried, man, I ain't hit my coals hot enough, and I just kept throwing lighter fluid on there. Oh. Hey, man, and it, I was young. This was young in the game, and, you know, this one, you know, I ain't had no family nothing then, but I was trying, and, you know, so.
He was like 14.
Yeah, I was like 14, man, you know what I'm saying? And trying to cook, and them shits was fucking, I let the burgers cook so long, like, they shrunk down, and it was just horrible. And then I just kept trying, and then finally I got it right. And I noticed, like, okay, let me start getting my flame, because it's all about controlling the fire. Propane, that's another good plus about propane. You can control your fire better. You control, like, if you want to keep it at a steady temperature, you know, so you can control out there with propane. With charcoal, you got to kind of work the coals, you know what I'm saying? So you got to have a hot zone, you know, where you fire, you know, you just got to know your zones. When you're dealing with charcoal, so that's just...
You gotta find your sweet spot on the grill.
Basically, you gotta know. You gotta know, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
still my all-time favorite episode of
the Yes.
It was ridiculous, man. So, yeah, I mean, that's some etiquette for you motherfuckers is getting together, cooking out for the 4th of July. Oh, we forgot one very important part.
Yeah. And if the dude that you cook out, make sure he either got the straw hat on, a towel draped over him, a beer or something that he's just pouring on the food while he's drinking out of it. All that shit. The sandals with the vents on them. You know what I'm saying? A gap in his mouth. You know, these all just your cook should have an apron, a fat ass belly, you know, a linen suit type, you know, like a short set on. You need to have something. Just look for these characteristics on the grill master. You know what I'm saying? You know.
We forgot the very important part, music.
Yes.
What the fuck are you playing? If I hear Montel Jordan, this is how we do it, with one more goddamn barbecue, I'm slapping the shit out of everybody. Don't play that shit no more.
Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Always. Definitely.
Always got to play some Frankie Beverly. What else we got?
Some Isley Brothers.
You trying to get you.
Gap Band.
So we go with all the classics. Y'all ain't playing
nothing. I mean, that's what you play. I mean, yo, look, Tupac, you got to play some Pac, some Biggie, you got to have the Biggie going.
Do I have to play some Pac?
You have to. You got to play at least, what's that Pac song?
I Get Around,
and All Eyes on Me, you got to play, you know. Some, you know, everybody, the song is whack, but it's, you got to play it. And do you
keep your head up.
September, you got to play that song. The Wobble, you got to play The Wobble. I mean,
yeah, you got to play Keep It Shuffle. You gotta play Walking Out. Let You Slide.
All the line dances, whatever else. Yeah, as long as you're not doing the wubble. No, we don't do the wubble. Webby or whatever it's called.
What?
Oh, sorry. You don't know about the wubby?
I'm old, man. I told you.
I don't know about the wubby.
I'm about to text it to you guys. So
I know they got the wiggle out right now.
No, not the wiggle. This is something like some dudes are creating a new dance. It's horrible. If I catch my son doing it, I'm gonna kick his ass.
I've seen that video.
With the dudes dancing like they got penises and stuff, and they just, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen that bullshit. Let's not.
But I'm just gonna email the GQ Blue, so he'll be on the lookout. So if you see any kids that you're mentoring doing this, slap the fucking shit out their ass, Blue. And say,
damn.
Yeah, I've had to hold the backhand of justice back for about 2 weeks now.
Nah, man, we can't do that, man. These kids, you spare the rod, you spoil the child, man. Don't forget about that.
Well, they spoiled all right. But
are we still doing fireworks for the 4th of July? Is that shit over?
Oh, you got to do fireworks, man. Yeah, gotta, if they're allowed in your state, even if they're not allowed, you got to shoot fireworks.
You got to get that Roman candle.
Roman candles are sold yesterday. We just hold them and shoot them at each other now. Like, we don't even fuck around. Like, you got a Roman candle. They give you like 10 of them in a pack for like a dollar now, man. It's just, they're not the shit,
yeah,
man.
They used to be, yeah, I'm about to say, they used to be the Paramount. You go get some Roman candles, that was like the topper.
Yes. You get like, they so fucking, you know, whack now. But, man, let me tell you, man. The fucking fireworks down here is a big business. The store called Phantom Fireworks, man, like, if you buy a certain amount, they give you a certain amount. Like, I thought I was doing something, like, last year. I spent, like, $80 in that.
Shit.
I was telling my kids, like, yeah, we about to do it. Ah, I got $80 for fireworks. Some fucking dad come up behind me. This motherfucker spent, like, $800 in this bitch.
$800?
I mean, you should have seen how much this motherfucker looked like. He about to set the town off. Like, I mean, you should, like, the dude was like, oh, I'm going to help you carry to the car. I mean, he had so much shit. I was just like, yo, they about to have a fucking blast, man.
It could have been for a private party. Like, that nigga had to be working.
I think he was buying for everybody on the street or something. Mm-hmm. But no, but like, man, if you buy, like, man, you know, South Carolina ain't far from here and with Georgia. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we sell fireworks. If fireworks in Florida are allowed 4 days out of the year. I think it's New Year's, Florida, 4th of July, the day before the 4th, the day after the 4th, some shit like that. So, you know, we can shoot fireworks. And we had a big, we got to sign like a waiver. Like, if you want the expensive, like, the shit to go boom and blow up and blow a fucking thing off, you know, we had some dynamite. We had dynamite last year, dog. I had a quarter stick of dynamite. You don't understand what I, oh my God. I threw that shit. It dug up a divot of the ground so serious. Like, I didn't know what it was when we first bought it. So I just lit that shit up like, and that shit was burning. So I just threw it, like, you know, probably about 20, 30 feet from me. That shit's sick. Boom! I mean, it shit like the whole building, car alarms going off. We like, what the fuck? Boy, we were just like, oh my God. Listen.
This nigga got them Wile E. Coyote fireworks and shit. That's some bullshit, man. I'm not fucking with the fireworks. I'm not doing that shit. Why would I set my money on fire?
Hey, man, hey, you don't smoke trees, all right? I know you boho, nigga. I know you smoke trees.
No, I don't smoke no trees. I got a new job. I can't be doing that.
But you light incense, though, so all right?
Yeah, you burning incense up.
I don't burn no incense up.
I think you about to get cut by the Bohemian ballers.
Probably. They probably cut me immediately. Immediately. We do have a question, though, before we wrap up the show. We do have a real nigga quote. They came in from Anonymous.
Are we going to play a real nigga called music?
The music's gone. All right, lost that foul.
Hey, man, shit happens, man. We do have a real nigga quote. They didn't leave a name, so it is what it is. Jeremy, you want to read it? You want me to read it?
You read it, man. I don't have it in front of me.
All right. So he says, what's good, Nappy Afro? Here's the deal. Damn, immediately get into business. Me and my homeboy are both cool with this chick. She's real flirtatious, and she seems to be down for the D. I know my homeboy got something from her once, and he may have smashed. Well, yeah, he definitely smashed. Thing is, though, he's married. This weekend, she was coming on to me like she was down to fuck. Question is, guys, is it cool to smash the homie's mistress? Thanks. Y'all are realists. Germ, take a stab at that first.
Be real. He's married, so you don't have papers, and I don't mean this in a bad way, ladies, on one lady. So she's not your property. So yes, you can smash. Now, in the eyes of homeboys, nah, that's not a good look. Because if, you know, like, come on, man. I feel like, you know my situation. I'm married. You know that's my side piece. Why are you trying to screw my side piece? Like, come on, man. Like, go find you something else. You know, so, I'm not down with that. Like I said, I can see both sides, but, you know, in the eyes of homeboy, you're wrong, but, you know, no, you're not wrong. So go ahead and smash. But if your friendship come into question because of the side piece, then, you know, you're dead wrong for it. So that's what I'm saying.
Man, ain't no look, these hoes ain't loyal. It's the side piece. She belongs to the gang. The nigga can't have no feelings about the side piece at all.
So what about getting head? What if it was just getting head? What about that?
It's the side piece. All shit is in play.
So all shit is in
play. All shit is in play.
So, but if you was a homeboy, what if, okay, let's say me and you, like, let's say, you know, this hypothetical, people.
Hypothetical.
Hypothetical. Let's say me and you saw Ray, you know, we both in our situations, you know.
Right.
And, you know, we got us a little side job. And you right. know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? It's your main. I'm just like, you know, would you be mad if I like, yo, you know, I got some hair from you. Would you be upset? But it's your side piece now.
It's
you know
my how niggas side? Be
territory. It's your, you know how niggas territorial about their side piece, man?
But it's my side. Like, I can't get involved with that shit. She belongs to the game.
Okay. See, you're not territorial. That's all right, though. See, you're all right. You're good for the game. You're good for the game. Some niggas get like, come on, man, that's my side piece. Like, nigga, you married, though.
Right, exactly. That's where it is. Like,
I remember a story of a nigga in Athens. He's married. Mm-hmm. He, at work, this girl at work he messed with, she messed around with another nigga at work. He comes to work, bring a gun to work, and shoot this nigga at work. Kills him dead. How do you explain to your wife that I killed some other nigga over my side girl that I'm fucking? Like, you mad because she fucking with another nigga and you come kill this man? But you married. Like, yeah, come on, man.
You doing the most, bro. You need to get that shit together. You're not equipped to handle a side chick.
No, you're not.
So you just need to let that shit go. And I think that's real shit. Niggas, y'all need to realize you're not equipped to have a side chick. Some of you niggas are not ready for that. Y'all not built for that. I mean, I know Saul Wright ain't built for that. But back when Saul Wright was in high school, Saul Wright was down for whatever. And you just got to do better than that. GQ Blue, what you think, man? What should we tell Mr. Anonymous?
Yeah, I don't think the way my life is set up, I should be answering that kind of question.
Mm.
But yeah, man, good luck.
Nigga left him high and dry. He sent us a question.
I mean,
that nigga said, "Nope, I refuse to help you out, young nigga."
I think, like Jerv said, man, that's your boy. My thinking is, and maybe this is the soft nigga answer. I just feel like if that's the one, like Jerv said, niggas are territorial. Like if I'm ready to step outside my bounds for this chick, like, hey, that's something.
I'm not gonna give you special reverence because this is the one you're willing to break your vows over.
Hey, that's why I said never mind. My vow wasn't shit. That's why I'm just saying. That's how I look at it. Like if they were just, you know, if this is just, you know, somebody, you know, that both of y'all are single and messing with, or even if just relationships, not saying that relationships aren't important. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, the game's crazy, like Jerv said.
You can't be territorial and cheating. That's just ridiculous.
Bros before those, and clearly I said those.
Man, bros before hoes.
Mm.
Handle your business. That should be the number one answer. Talk to your boy. Let your boy know, number one, if this is his chick and she down for the cause, if she's supposed to be the side chick and she messy like that, he might not need to keep her as a side chick. First and foremost. So you need to check what you do. And see what's up with that. Now, if this nigga gets all territorial about that shit, then obviously you can't smash. And you gotta look at that nigga kind of funny. But if you say it's all game, hey, well then, you know, shit, all lights are green.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Get that shit in, man. Jeremy, you got any winners or losers this week, bro?
I got two losers. First loser is, hold on, it's a dude from that site. His name is at Siren Young, and that's CyrenYoung. He's a moderator at that site. This motherfucker banned me for posting a video of the dude with the dog and shit. You know what I'm saying? That was swinging a dog and shit. This motherfucker,
you got banned?
Banned me from that site, nigga.
Oh, shit.
So I'm sitting there like, nigga ain't send me no fucking warning. He ain't be like, yo, nigga, like, yo, take that shit down. Nigga, fuck you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm going to go ahead and say that, man. You a fucking loser. You take your fucking my job at a fucking, at that site. You only get paid for that shit, nigga. And you take that shit seriously. And yes, I'm mad, nigga, because you banned me, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? So fuck you, nigga. Like, anyway.
I saw Jay, you want to say that, you know, they serious about the pets over there. But I didn't know that you got banned, bro.
Nigga, banned me, nigga, for that shit, nigga. Like, and then look, then somebody else posted the same shit again. And the shit stayed up, nigga. I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, yeah, I was just like, man. I got banned for this. Like, I put it up first. Nigga banned me, nigga. Then look. Nigga, oh, man. Like, look, you know, fuck him. He's
way too much to that site for that, man. God damn.
Yes, man. And then my other loser is,
Hold on, let me get it. It's the school in New York. It is called, I Googled it earlier just so I can know.
We're going to have to get you another account set up.
Man, look, I think they banned my IP, man. Oh. Nigga, like I said.
Damn.
Okay, yeah. My other loser is the Unity Center for Urban Technologies. I don't know what your criteria is for your graduates. I really don't give a shit. But I know what your commencement exercises this year. You had Erica Mena speaking. And if you don't know who Erica Mena is, she's the loudmouth bitch from Love & Hip Hop. Oh. And I usually think you try to get, I mean, you know, Maya Angelou didn't die for this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I mean, what's next? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Tyrio at pre-K graduation speaking and shit. Like, you cannot have somebody that's a reality TV star speaking to people like, oh, but she changed. She made mistakes in her life. She's still making mistakes in her life. You don't have her speaking at your commencement. You know, I'm really upset about that. You know, taking the L for this one. Unity Center for Urban Technology. That don't even sound like a school I would send my kid to. Great schools got you ranked 3 out of 10. So that doesn't look too good. But yeah, man. Integrated algebra, y'all did 52%. So I don't know. I'm just fucking done. I can't believe you had Erica Mena speaking at your commencement exercises. So, you know, those are my two losers for the week, man. At Siren Young, and the Unity Center for Urban Technology.
So, like, did you appeal? Is there an appeals process?
No, I can't do shit. I can't. Like, when I log on and say your account is deactivated, nigga, I'm just like, are you fucking? Like, I ain't never done no shit. Like, I'm just like, really? Like, one time you ban a nigga. Like, are you kidding me? Like, man. Like, I can see if I spam the board or, you know what I'm saying? Look, I'm just a fucking replier. I might make a post once a week. You know what I'm saying? Like, if that, I'm a serial replier. But you banned me? Like, I ain't need that, man. That's what I said. I was just like, damn. You know, so, yeah.
That's fucked up, man. Yeah, I got a shit. I'm mad about that shit, man. They do Nappy Afro wrong, man.
Yes.
We were just picking up steam over there, too.
See what I'm saying? And it was like right after, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Like, motherfuckers over there fuck with us. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. We're an alternative to the other shit. You know what I'm saying? But I see what it. Nigga probably hate me. He only got 600 followers on Twitter, man. He hating, man. Nigga, muscle bound nigga. I heard he like 5'3", man. Fuck that nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? That's you don't want no drama. First nigga running like Obama. Nigga, shout out to my, I do that. I say that for my shout outs. But go ahead.
GQ Blue, you got any winners and losers?
Yeah, man. I got two winners and a loser. My loser is Lauryn Hill. Oh. Or it might be the city of Louisville. I'm not sure. So, yeah, Lauryn Hill's coming to Louisville the 22nd of this month. And they're putting her in the Iroquois Amphitheater. So, all right, I know you ain't been in Louisville for a while, but do you remember anything about Louisville? Do you know where the Iroquois Amphitheater is at?
Absolutely not. Which side of the town is on? The black side or white side?
It's in the middle. It's like kind of white, kind of black. It's got real more blacker lately. So Iroquois Amphitheater is at Iroquois Park, man. It's right next to the park. It's like maybe 300 seats, all bleacher style. And I don't get like I don't want to shit on Lauryn Hill, but I feel like they're shitting on Lauryn Hill for putting her there. And the fact that you charged me $65 to go see Lauryn Hill at
goddamn grass,
it's like bleacher seats.
Right, but you're gonna be sitting on the grass.
Yeah, I feel like Lauryn Hill, Louisville's enough of a hipster indie kind of city where she could have. I'm surprised she didn't play Forecastle, but I guess they already got Outkast. That's enough black people for Forecastle.
First of all, you're assuming that she's gonna show up on time and be there for a show. I don't think either of those are happening.
Nigga, how many damn brownie points I tried to get by buying that goddamn ticket for Q?
Mm. Hey Q,
you got a couple more tickets you need to buy too, according to that post she made the other day.
Oh shit.
You got him by Afro Punk.
That's her shit.
Beach in Central Florida, Outkast, Lauryn Hill.
I got the Outkast tickets and I got the I'm buying this Lauryn Hill. That Afro Punk shit, that's her.
Afro Punk and motherfucking Beach in Central Florida, dog. Now that's next.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the most expensive ass graduation present of my life. But yeah, so I don't understand how that works. So that's my loser. I mean, she could have just did the waterfront. I don't know why they put her in a section of town that's in the middle of town. It's not necessarily like centralized. It's like on the outskirts of town. I don't get it. So that's my loser. My two winners. I'm a winner because I found my favorite pair of Jordan shorts. I've been missing for like 4 months. I'm a winner. Like, hey, like every capital B black person has that favorite pair of Jordan shorts. You know it's true.
Not me, shit. I must be lowercase in the motherfucker.
Hey, these black and white ones go hard as hell. So all right, and
I'm a cheap ass nigga. I buy balling shorts from Walmart, nigga.
Goddamn champs, yeah. When you get that 3 for $20.
Hey, I bought that. Hey, I found some the other day. Some Under Armour's. I paid 72 cents for these motherfuckers. They're on clearance. They red, white, and blue.
Now mind you, these Jordan shorts is like 4 or 5 years old now, but they still my favorite because my last purchase was the 3 for $20 at Champs. I got the blue ones, I got the red ones, and I got the black ones. But these black and white Jay with these the ones close to my heart. I'm glad I found them. So I'm a winner this week for finding them. And Emma, I know this ain't the Fro Horseman, but I mean, goddamn, I never heard somebody who got fired and reinstated on the same exact day.
She must have some awesome. Dirt on somebody.
It's awesome.
She must have some dirt on somebody. Ain't no way you get fired and hired back 15 minutes later. Like, they fucking barely got the article up. And she got fired. And she got hired. Like, shit, they just ran
back. That's white privilege, man.
God.
She's winning.
She might have said what we said in the text. She may have said, oh, but Swagger didn't get pulled out. He didn't get fired. When that motherfucker got caught with weed and alcohol, they were like, okay, you're back.
Good point.
Good point.
Be a star.
Yeah, exactly. You might not be on TV for a little bit, but yeah, good point. Shit. I'm a winner because I'm starting a new job, allegedly. I feel like when I announce it, it's going to go bad. You know what I'm saying? But I'm starting a new job in a couple weeks. Listen,
it's something about, like, all of us can't be working at the same time. Like, it's just...
So it's about to go bad?
No. It's just like, you know, somebody is like, you know, football season. I'm about to retire from my job anyway.
Football season.
So I gotta step down. I can't. They're gonna have to give me a leave of absence or something. I'm gonna have to check my local. See what kind of leave I can take during football season. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll be so in like 3 weeks. I'll start the new gig and.
Hey man.
So we'll.
So
have,
the question's all right. Yep. Will there be a hookup available with this new gig?
I don't know yet.
I'm not saying a hookup, but you can let us know about some great deals.
I need the cheapest flight to Atlanta as possible.
They want to put it out there. We don't want people to know what he's doing now. You know, so people, you know, might be checking IP addresses and shit, man.
They might ban me.
Oh, yeah, it's all right. Just edit that part out. Just edit that part out of the show.
Man, we have to edit.
Team no edits, baby.
We ain't edit, man. It's just, you know, it's just how it is. Ain't no beefs or nothing. So I'm a winner this week. Jeremy, you got your shout outs, bro?
Oh, man, shout out to Look at Lolly. I'm fine. Yeah, man. She's the one that inspired my Obama line, so I'm going to give her the shout out this week. Check her out. She's a really funny girl. I'm fine, man. I think she's serious. That's why I think she's so funny.
Oh, shit. One of them motherfuckers.
I think she's serious because she's just so aggressive and rough, and it's just, like, loud, and you know what I'm saying? So, you know, she's hilarious to me, you know.
GQ, yeah. You got any shout outs?
Yeah, man, guys, happy birthday to my man, the best dean ever. That freaking Puerto Rican, aka Blue Punisher, my man Ruben, man. Happy birthday, boy. Live it up. Shout out to Q.
Hey, Q.
Shout out to my man Lil Lewis on the court today. I took my kids to the park today. Our summer camp kids to the park, and they had no ball. And there was one little group of kids that had a ball. But it was still like 40 kids and like 20 of them wanted to play ball, man. So he went out and got his ball, man. So that was a good lookout, man. Came out and saw that we was trying to get a game going. So he came out. Shout out to him, man. And shout out to the nation.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Shout out to the usual suspects. Shout out to NappyAfro.com, the entire staff. Because fuck everybody else as a crew, as a group, as a unit. It's Nappy Afro for life. That's all I got for these motherfuckers, man. We about to be up out of here, man. We holler at y'all on another episode. This has been episode 119 of the Frocast. I'm your man, Saul Wright, sitting in with King Germ and GQ Blue. We will holler at y'all next time on NappyAfro.com. We out.
Don't forget to follow us on all the networks, Facebook, Twitter, Christian Mingle, Grindr, all that shit.
Grindr, Pornhub.
Yes, we have to make sure we got our check. All right, we all supposed to get paid, my nigga.
Shit, I'm fucking up. Shit, what else we got? AshleyMadison.com.
Plenty of fish.
Plenty of fish. Shit, I know it's some other shit. OkCupid, Keys Movies.
Hot or Not.
Tinder.
But dude, definitely on Tinder. MySpace. AOL Black chat Planet. Rooms. Black Planet, of course.
Black People Meet Us.
AIM, Instant Messenger.
what else we got? Is that it? Is that all my space? Yeah,
formerly we was on that site, but we not because of bitch ass niggas, but hey.
Wow.
We'll be back, baby.
We on the notes y'all passed back in the eighth grade. Do you like me, check box one or not?
Shit.
So any of my niggas on that site that listen to the Frocast, goddamn y'all represent for a nigga free King Germ. And my power just went out, nigga. My power just went out. That's some crazy shit.
The lines is tapped.
Yes, nigga, shutting down everything, nigga.
Hey, man, look for Nappy Afro, man. iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, all that shit, man. We out you. Holler at us. Fuck with us. Buy a shirt. And go to liftheavy.com, LFTHVY.com. And buy a shirt there, too. Buy about 30 of them bitches. Shout out to POG.
And don't blow yourselves up this goddamn Friday. Be safe out there.
And if you don't lose a finger, you doing it wrong, nigga. I'm out.
Nah, we out, man. We out with y'all next time. Peace. Stupid.
Hey, man. Boy, we just made it, boy. Come on, man. My shit about to cut off, nigga. I see the next neighborhood blacking out.
Yeah, yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.